Okay, so we, so if I've got the congressman on the line, I should open with asking that he needs to get with Speaker Boehner and get some more funding for Head Start.
Yes.
That's what I need to ask
him. And I'm telling you, Congressman, he actually supports us, so we appreciate the fact that he always supports our program.
And on our live line is Congressman Andre Carson.
Always.
And I got some people from Head Start here, so they were trying to encourage you that if you see Speaker Boehner, since he dogged out Attorney General Eric Holder on, I guess, ABC's this week, you know, if you see the speaker, tell him he needs to break off some more money for Head Start. How you doing, Congressman?
Dr. Brown, it's an honor to be here on the show. You know, we have the Congressional Black Caucus ALC weekend, which you marvelously hosted last year. And we're just happy. You know, Kathy Hughes, the legendary Kathy Hughes of Radio 1, she's going to be honored. And we have Susan Taylor being honored, Muhammad Ali. I'm helping to present the award for Muhammad Ali. But, you know, I just want to express my gratitude to you and what you do. You know, Eric Holder is leaving, and we're hearing a lot of names out there, Dr. Brown. We're hearing Don Verrilli. Mm. We're hearing Janet Napolitano. We're hearing Tony West. We're hearing Preet Bharara. We're hearing Kamala Harris out in California, and some other names. We've even heard Deval Patrick, so we'll see.
How big a shock was the announcement of the resignation of the Attorney General, particularly coming at CBC weekend?
Well, I think it was a huge shock. Of course, there have been murmurings for around 6 months now, and I think with the onslaught of nonstop criticism against Director Holder, you know, I think that he's done a tremendous job as AG, given the contentious Congress, given the climate that we see out there in the country right now, and I think history will be very kind to him. But the sentiment, there was some shock, and of course there have always been whisperings that there could be something deeper, but I think at the end of the day, I think he made a decision with his wife, and it was the right decision to make.
Now, the Attorney General says that he is going to stay until he gets a successor. If these Republicans act crazy, he could be there till 2016.
Absolutely. He very well could be. You know, it's unfortunate that we live in that kind of climate. My hope is that whoever the successor might be, we could get someone who the Republicans will allow to take over and assume the job so we can move this country forward.
Obviously, the resignation of the Attorney General, I know that's one of the subjects people are talking about on CBC weekend. Is there also conversation about what we are doing, the airstrikes, not only in Iraq against these terrorists, but also now airstrikes in Syria? I guess the British and the Belgians parliaments voted today to be a part of that. Is there nervousness as you're talking to a number of the delegates from across the country?
I think there's a degree of concern. I mean, as you know, Dr. Brown, our British friends very cleverly and smartly held a vote today because these wars and airstrikes are very unpopular in their districts and in their communities as well. And so we have to be methodical about it, but I was even more excited to see that our friends in the Arab League have made a commitment to help push back on the ISIL threat. The larger question becomes, airstrikes alone will not suffice. So we're going to have boots on the ground, but who will provide those boots? And my hope is that our friends in NATO, who use 2% of their GDP for these war efforts, along with our friends in the Arab League, will help share the burden in eliminating the ISIL threat.
We're talking with Congressman Carson. And obviously, there's an election coming up in a little more than 35, 36 days. Is there a lot of anxiety among people that are there at CBC that this is not going to be a good year for it'll be a good year, hopefully, for Democrats here in Marion County, but not a good year for Democrats across the country?
I think that's a pervasive thought. You know, voters are disillusioned. I think that the sentiment against Congress is pretty unfavorable. But I think that there is hope. There are hometown congressmen and women, much like myself, who are bringing back resources and who are doing the good work. And I think constituents have responded quite well to those actions. But I think the larger congressional body still has a lot of work to do.
The sobering statistics that were released last week from the Census American Community Survey for Marion County did not paint a great picture of the economic health of the county. Income stagnant, poverty up, African American unemployment disturbingly unchanged. Are you, when you talk to your colleagues, are they hearing the same things from the statistics in their communities?
I think it's community specific. I think when we look at the numbers from my friends in New York, they're on par with the numbers you just stated in Jersey and the East Coast. Certainly in the Midwest, we were taken aback by the economic downturn, but the American Recovery Reinvestment Act spurred some economic growth. The question becomes, can Congress pass a comprehensive budget, not a continuing resolution that will fund our government at 2014 levels for the next few weeks, but something that is substantive enough that will allow a series of capital infusions into places like Indianapolis, into places like Brightwood and Hallville and Beech Grove, while still allowing us to look at our budget in a way in which we could make significant cuts, but not the kinds of cuts that stunt growth.
Do we also need to worry about, when we talk about congressional budget cuts, we're going to be talking with the folks with Head Start. Evidently, the governor's test in five counties, including Marion County, next year, where the state will pay some of the cost. There's indications that the state will be trying to go for federal funds to augment their version of expanding quality preschool in Indianapolis. Do we need to be worried that maybe a whole lot of people are going to be looking to expand preschool, but the federal dollars aren't going to be there, and maybe we end up, everybody gets shortchanged, including Head Start, that's been doing this for 50-plus years?
Well, my hope is that we will have an engaged electorate, Dr. Brown, and an outraged electorate that will hold elected officials like myself and accountable and others, and really speak loudly so we just don't have measures passed without voter input.
Mm-hmm.
And given the levels of disillusionment, I'm deeply concerned that could very well take place.
Is part of this that maybe it's good that we slow down the discussion of expanding preschool here in Indianapolis and Marion County and really have everybody at the table, parents and grandparents and non-parents, Head Start, the faith-based providers, the other providers like Day Nursery, United Way, the business community, and everybody's at the table and figure out how we do this?
I think that's the only approach. For me, my background, my educational experience has been non-traditional in every way. And so I think that all players should be at the table. Only the village will move us forward. And now, as a village leader yourself, Amos Brown, I think that we'll be leaning on you heavily for your direction and your insights.
So now tell us about this thing tomorrow night, this Phoenix Awards banquet. The President of the United States is going to speak. The First Lady will be there. Everybody's got to dress up in black tie and fancy outfits. This is a big deal, that my big boss award that she's getting. This is a big deal, isn't it?
Absolutely. Madam Kathy Hughes herself, the head of the largest African-American owned and operated broadcast company in the nation. She's the first and only African-American woman to chair a publicly held corporation. And she and I serve on the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's board together. It's a huge deal. Susan Taylor is getting an award as along with Wade Henderson and Robert White. And I'll be presenting the Muhammad Ali Phoenix Award, accepting on his behalf. So we're excited about it, Dr. Brown.
Have you got an indication on how the champ's health is?
You know, he's accepting an award in Louisville, but, okay. It's still tough right now, but he is the champ and he's fighting through it.
Well, you know, and I know your grandmother, you know, had opportunities when the champ would come through here in Indianapolis back in the day, and talk with folks that lived in our public housing project. So it's gonna be a big thing. I'm waiting to see the video.
We'll have to get it to you, Dr. Brown.
All right,
C-SPAN. Check for C-SPAN.
All right, we will do that, and we know you're very, very busy. A lot of things going on in the Washington Convention Center. Congressman Andre Carson, live from the CBC annual conference. Congressman, thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thank you, beloved. Thank you, Dr. Brown.